Okay, so I'm probably not going to follow very much the slides, but it will be quicker to just explain what is SoftWires. SoftWires is a very recent working group in ITF. Basically, in SoftWires, what we try to do is there are still a lot of transition mechanisms, but we still don't have a good enough transition mechanism that make the things simple. We have situations where ISPs, typically in the access network, cannot deploy today IPv6 because either the CPE, as I just explained in the previous presentation, or the access network itself, for whatever reason, is not supporting IPv6. So what we need is to look for a way which is not expensive or even absolutely inexpensive for the ISPs and also for the customers to get IPv6 service in that situation. We have also the reverse situation. Actually, this will be the picture. We have a core network, an access network. This is the customer network. We have here dual stack in the core network. Maybe just one box is dual stack, but at least there is dual stack in one point of the network. Maybe one or several of the devices in the access network don't support IPv6, and maybe even the CPE in the home network is not supporting IPv6. So what we want is to make sure that in this network, either this device, if can get upgraded to dual stack, or any device on the LANs can get easily support for dual stack. We have also the reverse situation. We have already some networks where it's convenient for whatever reasons to have all this access network or even the core network being only IPv6, but we still have some applications which require IPv4 transport. So in both cases, what we want to achieve is encapsulating either IPv4 in IPv6 or IPv6 in IPv4 in an automatic fashion. So this is what SoftWires is trying to solve. These are the two possibilities. Either you have a host or you have even another CPE, which is, in this case, for example, IPv6 enabled if the network is only IPv4. And the situation is we have achieved almost a consensus in the last week interim meeting in Hong Kong that this technology is almost there. We don't need to do anything new. We have layer 2 tunneling protocol version 2 or version 3 to achieve this result. There are some needs to solve. There are some complements. For example, there is not DHCP before prefix delegation, and that may be needed for this to work when you have several hosts in the network and the access network only supports IPv6. So more or less, that's the situation with this working group. The work has progressed after many years of thinking on that in different working groups, like ng-trans, for example. We have achieved probably the result in less than 6 months, and now it's time to go to get the documents as RFCs, and I guess that will be really, really very quick because there is a good consensus in the working group in the way ahead. There is another case which is also being studied by this working group. It's a little bit more complicated. Actually, for example, this case is being demanded by CERNET, the China Research and Education Network, which is only getting funding to connect all the universities if the network is only IPv6. The difference with the other case is that in the previous case, the customer network has a default route, while in this case, we are talking about full BGP. It's a different situation, but it seems the solution is quite similar somehow with some BGP extensions, for example, for supporting also multicast and so on. And I think more or less that's all. Questions? No questions? I was too quick. Okay, thank you very much.
Jordi, sorry, can I ask one question? Actually, the hub and spoke model I'm not sure the IPv6 only core network is there is sorry. It's not so popular. How many IPv6 only networks are there in your area?
Yeah. Well, one example of that is the Chinese Research and Education Network, but it's not the hubs and spoke. It's more complicated model, but it's also IPv6 only. Another example is at least four big networks in Europe, in addition to the DoD network in US, which are trying to make it happening because their IPv6 traffic is dominant and they have less and less IPv4 only applications which are using the network. I have a concrete example where we have deployed this in Spain with 5,000 schools. There is a similar example in Portugal with 8,500 schools, another one in Turkey, and there are some others coming. So it's not popular right now, but if you look at the long term, I guess that as soon as we have availability of devices, services, and applications which support IPv6, and the traffic becomes IPv6 dominant, it will become more more useful, because at the end, managing a dual stack network all the way may increase the operational cost. If you succeed to, in a transparent way, have in the core, in the access, both of them, or only the core or only the access, to support only IPv6, in the long term could be optimization factor, let's say.